Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. This week, we talked to Humble Boys Wrestling Coach Chad Beeman and Wildcats Boys Basketball Coach Jason Thurm. Here's my conversation with Coach Beeman about the season that was for Wildcats Wrestling.
Coach, it's been a couple weeks since we last talked, and just want to review the season and how it all went down. And a week ago, you were at the state tournament. You had four wrestlers at state. How'd state go for your team?
Well, we kind of knew going in that we had really tough first-round draws. Joe was our highest seed at 10th, and then we had three guys that were seeded 12th. So when you're sitting there in the bracket, you know you're going to have tough first-round competition. And honestly, we dropped each of those first matches, and three of our opponents ended up in the semifinals. So our kids wrestled tough down there, but each year the state tournament's just getting tougher and tougher. The kids are more and more experienced, and we just have to kind of catch up.
And how impressed were you with the freshman season that was for Kyler Sirks? He won a match at the state tournament and was one win away from making the medal round, and just how impressed were you with how he performed and his poise this season?
Excellent. I mean, he was, like you said, he was very composed. He did a great job with weight management and just being very consistent all season for us. Was a great leader. He's kind of a quiet young man, but he's an excellent wrestler, had great experience there, and honestly, one point away from being a place winner his freshman year is something that he can be very proud of. He was honestly right there on a couple shots to, potentially put that match away deep on shots, and the kid from Grinnell that he had in that wrestle back is just an excellent ankle scrambler. And so he fought off a couple of those takedowns, but Kyler had an outstanding freshman season. He's going to be back even better next year. He's a kid that wrestles hard for the whole 6 minutes. He doesn't give up. So we're just very proud of him, and we're looking forward to his leadership the next three seasons.
And now that the season is over, there's some things I just want to talk about. I want you to maybe talk a little bit about the senior class that you had this season. You had some really good wrestlers that are leaving your program. Can you talk about your seniors and the job they have done this season?
Every year we count on our seniors to provide a lot of leadership for us. Continuing with some of the guys at the state tournament. DJ, he's been one of those guys that he's been in our program for, a good 6 years plus now. And, this was finally his year where he really became very consistent and wrestled really tough against tough competition. So that was very proud that he got the opportunity to wrestle his senior year at the state tournament. Joe Whiter was one of our captains this year, and did an outstanding job in that role. I know he was excited to be wrestling down there. That was a goal of his. And then to know how close he was to potentially being a medal winner down there, that last match he lost, that one really hurt. He was, in complete control of the match and, pushed it there to, you got to keep wrestling through situations with little time left. And I know that one hurt a lot because he really wanted that and that one badly, but he was a great representative of our team this year. And, very proud of his accomplishments. And like I said, his leadership as a captain was outstanding. All of our seniors this year, contributed in different ways where they're moving around weights or, know, we had seniors that weren't able to crack the lineup, but they jumped in our lineup whenever they needed. But again, just every year we count on our seniors to provide a lot of leadership and direction for our team, and all of our seniors did that this year.
And Coach, the final thing I want to ask you about is just what the future of your team looks like. And you return a lot of athletes that are coming back next year. And can you just talk a little bit about what the outlook of your team looks and just how excited are you for the future of your program?
Yeah, you know, we can be very excited. We have a lot of experience coming back. Jaden Gargano, he's a two-time qualifier now after qualifying again this year. Jace Goodell is a two-time qualifier. You know, Kyler, obviously, qualifier as a freshman this year. So we bring back three wrestlers with state experience. And, you know, when we compiled all of the stats this year, we returned 75% of our varsity wins this season. So we've got a good group of guys coming back. You know, we had some kids that didn't make the lineup this year that I think can be big contributors for us in the future. So we're excited about that next year. We need to get there's a lot of off-season prep that needs to take place. But it gives us a lot to be excited about for the future.
And you just mentioned off-season prep. What are some things you think the program will be working on here as you start the off-season?
There's some different options, and we want our kids to be involved in as many athletics as we can. You know, my approach when we go to the banquet next week is, you know, regardless of which approach they take in the off-season, they need to be all in on it, whether that is, you know, just that they want to improve from a strength standpoint, you know, being consistently in the weight room and max effort there. You know, there's the opportunity for out of season wrestling, which is Olympic style wrestling with freestyle and Greco. You know, that's another option that we aren't allowed to do any coaching all the way through summer. And so some of those kids have to reach out to, you know, area clubs, which we may have a handful of kids that they go that route. Or, I mean, just being involved in athletics, whatever they're going to do outside of our wrestling season to get prepped for next year, they need to be all in on it. And so that will kind of be our approach next week.
All right, Coach. Well, just want to say appreciate your time and appreciate all the interviews we've had this season, and hope you have a good off season and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate all the coverage this year, and just excited for another year. We just have to wait about 9 months for it.
That's Chad Beeman, head wrestling coach for the Humble Wildcats boys program. Next up is Jason Thurm talking about Thursday's win over Lamar's in the sub-state semifinals.
Coach, I've lost my voice, so I'm going to let you kind of take away.
Well, thanks.
What a game it was. Your team found a way to move on. How'd you do it tonight?
Oh, it's just, I mean, it's guts, bottom line. Lamar's came out and answered a nice little run we had to start the second half, and we had a rough third quarter, but the kids just, we kept hanging in there, we kept it close, and you just can't put your head down that situation, and we got kids that are tournament experienced, and they just kept getting after it, and you got to get stops before you can get the, you know, start cutting into that thing. So defensively, just unbelievable effort, and we hit a few shots there to get us back in there, and then the boys just executed beautifully down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. It was also a fast start for your team. You took that early lead early. What was the key to getting it going early on?
Oh, it's just getting good shots, and you know, we were getting good shots in there. We're getting the ball in the paint, which is the key to our offense. It doesn't matter if it's post touch or we get in there through penetration. It's got to, everything goes from that. And I don't know, Ben had a few there, and you know, Jacob had a great start for us too. And you know, it was just defensively, the kids got after it all night. I mean, Lamar's is a tough team. The number three kid is just phenomenal, one of the better players we've seen this year. And you know, we were impressed with him on tape, but he was even better tonight in person.
Yeah, Dreckman did have a big game. But what happened at the end of the game? It was just one of those tight games. You fell behind, I think, by 4 points, but came out strong down the stretch. What happened late in that game that helped your team win the game?
Yeah, I think we were even down 6 points at one time there, and it just, we got stops. Trevor came in, got a 5-second call, and that was for us. So a little charge, you know, shot of adrenaline there, and you know, kids executed. I mean, we made shots down the stretch when we needed to, and we got stops with it. It's, you know, these guys, not easy to defend, just with the different actions that they run and how they're trying to get Dreckman in position to score. And I just so proud of our kids' effort and how we finished this game off tonight.
And now you move on to the sub-state finals. Don't quite know your opponent yet, but we'll find out shortly.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're thankful to be in this position, and we'll go home and we'll check the scores and see who we have, and then we'll start this process all over again. We'll start looking at the opponent and getting ourselves ready to go. You know, we had a nice run last year with this, and so we've been there, we've been in that situation before, and it's anything can happen in a sub-state game, so we're excited and we're looking forward to it.
And if I'm not mistaken, we do know where it's going to be, right? It should be at North High School in Sioux City.
Yeah, tentatively, we're going to take a trip west to Sioux City. If Storm Lake wins, I don't know if they'll follow through with that, but we'll see where the state sends us, and we're going to be happy to go wherever they send us.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time, and it was a great game.
Thank you.
If
I could say one more thing, our fans were unbelievable tonight. I've been Humboldt for 20-some years, and that was by far the loudest I've heard it in this gym, just from our student section all the way to the community. I was just towards the end there, those last few minutes of the fourth quarter, just the excitement, enthusiasm that they pumped into us was invaluable too.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That is very true, and obviously you want to have that moving forward as well in your next game.
Definitely, yeah. Hopefully we'll get a lot of people that'll travel west with us.
That's Humboldt boys basketball coach Jason Thurm on Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Thank you to all of our guests for this week's episode. Have a great day and go Cats.